Greetings, we are the Boss Prophets and the Generals, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly supernatural word of empowerment.
We decree by the power of God that what you are about to hear will begin to shift you into
your new season.
Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
The Bible says God told the prophet to eat the whole scroll. My God, my God.
Who do you honor? And I'm not talking about God. God gets honored by you listening to his people that he placed above you. Who do you honor? Who do you honor? So much disrespect, so much dishonor. And I'm not talking about specifically to my members. I thank God for KCI, but even some of my members, you guys need to step your honor up a little bit more. But glory to God, I'm talking about just the body of Christ, period. So much dishonor. Had a young man the other night, like, what's up, bro? Hey, bro, what you, bro, you got a word? Bro, what's up? I'm like, and then he been addressing me like that for a while, because I have humility in my spirit. I didn't say nothing, but some just clicked. Holy Spirit said, enough is enough. I said, when you go before a judge, I'm not big on these titles and stuff because I know who I am, but sometimes there's a spirit that's attached to a person that makes them do act a certain way and say things a certain way. When you go before a judge, do you say, hey, what's up, bro?
Come on, man of God.
Or do you say your honor? I had a young woman address my wife as April. First of all, my wife's name is April. And don't nobody call her April, except for me if I choose to, and she allowed that in her family. So first of all, you got my wife's name wrong, and then secondly, you dishonor her by coming to her common like that.
Amen.
Right.
Her name is Apostle April. You don't come disrespecting God's leaders. We got a bunch of wild asses in this body of Christ today. I don't care who you run and tell. Go run and tell that.
I done stood, I ain't gonna tell you something, I ain't scared of nobody.
I done stood in men of God's face and I done broke this word down to them. And then they running around in circles, ain't got nothing to say. I'm a student of the word, baby. I study this thing. You need honor. And I'm going to tell you something. There is, number one, the Lord just spoke to me just right now. There's a strong spirit of deception that's coming to the body of Christ. And number two, it's already infiltrated, really, but it's an even stronger one that's coming. And number two, judgment is hitting the land because we don't know how to honor.
Come on, man.
Right.
God, amen.
Today, the body of Christ mirrors the world's honor. I mean, we honor like the world do in many instances. And then, unfortunately, sometimes the world honor even greater than us. How sad is that? We are about to be judged severely. First the church, second the world, because of our lack of honor for God and his servants and for one another.
Amen.
What does this word? The Bible says 1 Peter 4:17. 1 Peter 4:17 says judgment starts at the house of God. It's about to start. God showed me seven preachers that's about to be exposed because of their lack of honor.
Oh my
God.
Amen.
Their ministry done got catapulted, and now they on the national scene, and they forgot about their fathers. You didn't get there by yourself. God raised you up. But God used a man or a woman of God to cultivate you. I oftentimes hear a lot of these people say, the Holy Spirit trained me. Yeah, but if you didn't have an elder that was there holding your hand to go through that training, then you out of order. Elijah had Elijah. What did the Bible say? When Elijah seen the chariot coming up and taking up his mentor, his spiritual father, taking up Elijah, it says Elijah cried out, Father! That was his father. There's a lack of respect for the fathers. Everybody doing what they want. But I come to tell you, it's judgment time.
That's right.
It's judgment time. Hear me real good. Hear me real good. I'm not one of those prophets that speaking my word don't manifest. There's seven preachers. Unless they repent, God is about to expose. And also, it's smaller people that ain't even preachers in the body of Christ that's about to just start losing. They just about to start going, well, I ain't going to even say going home. Some people just about to start checking out of here. I don't know where they're going.
Lord.
My God. Jesus.
God is not playing in this end time. You can say what you want. God ain't said that. Yeah, okay. You can say he ain't said it, but it's going to happen unless we repent. So I don't care what you say. I know the voice of God like the back of my hand. Have you fasted 40 days? Have you or even attempted to fast 40 days? Have you fasted 15 days, 21 days? If you ain't did it, and I'm talking about water, if your life ain't been sold out to God and you ain't had your faith in God's spirit, in his presence, then you can't talk to me about nothing.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm.
I know what God says.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, yes.
Also, we need to pray for a preacher. He's a young man. We need to pray for him. I'm not going to say his name. There's some turbulence. I said this before it even happened. I said we need to pray for this young man because I seen it in the spirit that there was some attacks coming. I said it. People don't listen to Apostle Andrew, though. We need to pray for this young man because there's a major attack. You think what we've been seeing is something. There's a major attack that's coming. That's all I'm going to say on that.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's right.
We think it's a joke.
Teach it.
Thank you, Holy Ghost. The entire gospel is about honor. In fact, the entire Bible is about honor. I often tell people that honor is the language of the kingdom. What I mean by the language of the kingdom is it is the culture of the kingdom. For everything operates within a cultural system. A cultural system is simply a way of life. We as believers, our cultural system is based upon how we first honor the Father in heaven, and secondly, how we honor Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, and then thirdly, one another. And the reason I say first honor the Father is because Jesus said it himself. He says there's only one that's greater than I am, and that is my Father.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's the word. Without honor, there is no growth. Amen. Without growth, there is no satisfaction. To you or to the Messiah. For the Messiah is satisfied when we show honor towards him, towards his Father, towards the Holy Spirit, and towards his creation. Honoring God's creation is simply having a respect for any and everything that he created on the face of this earth.
Yes, amen.
I'm not going to throw a piece of paper on the ground and litter in the community because I have a respect for God and how he created the earth.
Amen.
Or throw it out the window.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, if you take a quick glance at many of our black and Hispanic communities, you can surely see how we honor and respect God's creation.
Mm-hmm.
How? How? Because there's trash all over the ground.
That's right.
Dorito bags, hot dog wrappers, and even garbage cans overturned, overran, garbage spilling out of the can. Go to New York City, they got garbage just all over the streets. Go to Chicago, in many areas, you just seeing garbage litter everywhere. We don't honor God or his creation.
Mm-hmm.
That is a direct reflection of how we feel about God's earth and his creation. Judgment is coming.
Amen.
Amen.
When we go to these Caucasian communities, not all of them, but a great majority of them, they are clean. Their lawns are properly manicured. Everything looks nice. And it don't have to cost a lot to look nice or be clean. You can have a lower budget property that look like $1 million. And did you hear what I just said? You can have a low budget property that look like $1 million.
That's right,
man. And that property creates prosperity.
Yes.
Listen very carefully to what I'm telling you. I'm trying to teach you something. How? Because the property value goes up. When there are areas of a lot of trash and litter all over the ground and the property value goes down, that means that the area is less likely to prosper. But when there's areas of cleanliness, I love the saying, cleanliness is next to godliness. That's a saying a lot of people use, but it's the truth.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And when there's no trash and it's nice, there's much prosperity. Our honor to God and to his creation is directly connected to our prosperity. Did you just hear what I said? Our honor to God and to his creation is directly connected to our prosperity. If you choose to honor God and his creation, then prosperity shall be your portion. I said, if you choose to honor God and his creation, then prosperity shall be your portion.
Amen.
Keep your neighborhoods clean and it will prosper. It will be worth something. Businesses will want to come and establish new enterprises there. People will want to build there. And many will want to move there. That land will prosper like the land of milk and honey. The children of Israel, hear me real good. Children of Israel had to get to their land of prosperity, which was ultimately their land of milk and honey, because there was an influx. There was an abundance there. There was an overflow. There was peace of mind that was there. There was rest and relaxation that was there. Their physical safety.
Amen.
Their physical safety from their enemies was there. But in order for them to get to their land, in order for them to get to the land of milk and honey, their land of prosperity, they had to honor the word of God. They had to obey the Ten Commandments. Our prosperity is directly, hear me real good, our prosperity is directly connected to the honoring of God's word. I will show you. Let's read, well, really briefly, I'm going to scan through it. I'm going to show you the entire gospel is based off of honor. Let's look at the Ten Commandments. Exodus 21 through 17, saying, God spake these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God. Exodus 21 through 17, and God spake all of these words, saying, the Lord thy God, which I brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. And he goes down the list of the Ten Commandments. It says, you shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make idols, number two. Number three, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. Number four, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Number five, honor your father and your mother. Number six, you shall not murder. Number seven, you shall not commit adultery. Number eight, you shall not steal. Number nine, you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. Number ten, you shall not covet. Did you just hear that?
Yes. Amen.
The first four of the Ten Commandments are based upon honoring God directly. The last six of the Ten Commandments are about honoring man.
Mm-hmm.
It said, you shall have no gods before me. That's honoring God. It says, you shall not make idols. That's honoring God. It says, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. That's honoring God. Number four, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. That's honoring God. Now, the last six is honoring man. It says, to honor who? Your mother and your father. Number six is, you shall not do what? You shall not murder each other. That's honoring man. Number seven, you shall not commit what? Adultery. On who? On your spouse. That's honoring man. Number eight, you shall not steal. You shall not steal from who? One another or anything or anyone. That's honoring man. Number nine, you shall not bear false witness against who? Your neighbor. That's honoring man. You shall not covet. What? Cover your neighbor's blessings. That is honoring who? Honoring man. Ultimately, it's honoring God. But specifically, the last six are pointing towards the honor of one another.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Teachers.
My God.
Amen. Good.
Did you see that revelation?
Yeah.
Did you see that revelation? The entire gospel is built upon honor. The language of the kingdom is built upon honor. So when an individual tell me that they don't honor man, I have a great issue with that, and so does God. That is a pride issue, and that's going to send you to hell.
Come on, man of God.
That pride is going to send you deep into the dust of hell. You're going to go to hell if you don't deal with your pride. Well, so you don't got a hell or nobody to put one in. I don't, but a lot of people still going there.
Come on,
right.
I don't know.
At the end of the day, my God, you are going to have to stand before Jesus Christ and give an account.
Amen.
Yeah.
I'm just a messenger. My God, how do we honor God? We listen to him. We follow his instructions. We bring gifts to the altar. We honor him with our life by worshiping him and living a lifestyle of worship. We honor him by living purified before him, not getting involved in things that taint our bodies sexually or chemically. We respect our temples, which is the respect of God, because the Bible clearly tells us in 1 Corinthians 6:19, it says that our body is the temple of what? The Holy Ghost.
Amen.
That means we abstain from putting things that are supposed to be foreign into our body. We abstain from putting things inside of our body that can harm or cause damage to it. We withhold and frame from sexual things by abusing our body through sexual activities before marriage. Some of you women been burning. Some of y'all online, y'all super moist. God is saying, before you open up your thighs and let somebody dive in, get married. It is better to marry than to burn.
That's right. That's the word.
But understand this, and I have an issue with this. Before you get married, you better, number one, you better honor God's word. You better believe. You better put God, your relationship with God first. Because a lot of people get married and they get divorced in the same year.
Amen.
And I have an issue with this, somebody that hasn't been married and they trying to teach on marriage. Yeah, I God speaks to me and I look at this and I look at that, yeah, and all of that, praise God, but it ain't nothing like experience, baby. Apostle Paul wrote half the New Testament. Talked about marriage, but you got to understand Apostle Paul was given that mandate. Back then, it wasn't a whole bunch of preachers and teachers just going around preaching. Back then, in the ancient times, it was different. You got to understand the hermeneutics of this thing. It was different versus the modern time that we live in. So, yeah, Apostle Paul, he was different. He spoke in the face of Jesus.
Yes.
You say he didn't walk with Jesus? Well, he had an encounter with him on the road to Damascus. Mm-hmm.
Right.
So I have an issue with that. I can't teach that. I mean, there are some rare exceptions where some people can talk about it and haven't went through. My wife was one of them because she had married couples all around her that were successful. And now her marriage, our marriage, is the fruit of that proves it. We go glory to God. There are some rare exceptions. But hear me real good. That's not a universal concept. That don't happen very often. If I preach on that and I say that you can teach on something that you ain't experienced when it comes to marriage in that regard, then I just open up the door for all y'all girlfriends that they ain't never been married trying to give you some advice, and they so flighty and they don't know what they talking about. I just open up the door for them to be like, see, I ain't never been married. Girl, you need to just drop him.
Come on now.
Giving crazy advice. I just opened up the door for that, and I can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't been in a marriage long enough to know how to honor your wife and honor your husband, you really can't teach on that. You can give your opinion. Yes, you can. Everybody's entitled to that. But you don't know how it is to sleep in a bed with a man that you married to. You probably know how it is to sleep in the bed fornicating, but that's totally different.
Amen. Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know how to deal with that man and his nasty ways, or deal with that woman when she seems like she's nagging you. You don't know how to deal with it and still be committed to the relationship.
Come on,
you can't compare that to something else, because people are always changing. Experiences are different. You can't compare that to I just say it how I'm gonna say it. You can't compare that to drugs.
Mm-hmm.
You can't compare that to substance abuse, because a chemical is not a person. Until you learn how to deal with people in a marriage and experience that, you really have no grounds. There are some rare instances.
Yes.
There are some rare instances. This is what the Holy Ghost want to say. This is what the Holy Ghost want to teach us on this issue.
We know this word has truly empowered you for this week.
And if you want to activate this word and manifest this word into your life, visit our website and sow into it. The website is www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .com, not .org, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. That is www.kci.world. As always, we are speaking life over you, and we are excited about your
now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name.
This has been your weekly supernatural word of empowerment from
the Generals.